What's the deal? Pickles, is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Hug it low down.
Sybil Wilkes.
Happy Friday, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug, man?
TGIF. Now, TGIF would normally mean thank God it's Friday, but after watching my Washington Wizards get whooped last night, TGIF. F means the game Indiana finished. Man, oh man, Sybil, we were that mofo close.
You sure were.
Not Michael Sam and his boyfriend close, but but close with the two dudes sitting in the car on the Sonic commercial close, you know. The time of series. Anyway, that was yesterday, and today's a new day. Did I mention to y'all the Redskins got Deshaun Jackson from the Philadelphia Eagles? Sorry for switching sports on y'all. That's what sports fans in D.C. do, y'all. We'll go from talking about John Wall to RG3 in a heartbeat. And Tom Cemetery was bad enough that we lost, but we lost at home in the rain. Can you imagine leaving a game in this rain in Siamese Champs and Bulldogs? Mofo fans was cussing up a storm. A wet winter beats a soggy loser any day. And tell somebody, a Washington win yesterday would have been perfect because it was National Chocolate Chip Day.
Yeah.
See, Washington, D.C. used to be called Chocolate City, Sybil. Now we're the Chocolate Chips. Just sprinkle off this book cookie we call Washington. I'm madder this morning than Donald Sterling at Magic Johnson. Put Donald Sterling down as contender number one.
All right.
First, you take 51 days to address your racist rant. Then you do an interview with Anderson Cooper blasting Magic like he leaked the mofo tape. And he made himself look more racist, y'all. Donald Sterling is the senile racist billionaire love child of Alf and Max. Heart to heart. Contender number two, Alec Baldwin, who got arrested this week for riding his bike the wrong way in New York. Alec, how the hell you let them catch you? You wasn't Jay walking, you was Jay riding. Could have been Jay Browning. Jay would have been Jay Hall Acid, wouldn't you, Jay? On a unicycle. Contender number three, Solange. Now, I know this is the first time Solange seen a number three beside her name. But even still, what you did on the elevator was inexcusable. Jay-Z is your rich, beautiful, talented sister's rich-ass husband, who used to watch your son as if he was his own pre-Blue Ivy. But what you do, you start doing the elevator twerk on Jay-Z for over nose what. That's Jay-Z you swinging on. Jay-Z. That's blasphemous, y'all. But no, you want to turn the elevator into love and hip-hop. He ain't Stevie J. He's Jay-Z. Washington Wizards, you are the Bammers of the week. Sweet, sweet. You lost yesterday, but you won today. I'm done, y'all. I forgot all their names anyway. What is their name? Paul Wall, Ricky Bell, Galifianakis.
Yeah.